Another really serious issue was this story I read in the Sunday papers yesterday. It was in the Sunday Mail. Banks have been monitoring suspicious transaction activity and dobbing in greedy children who've been ripping off their elderly parents during the COVID-19 pandemic. There's been things like boat purchases, expensive homes. There's reports of elder abuse, and that some of them have been so shocking they've been referred to police. And to take us all through this morning, obviously she's former Queensland Premier Anna Bligh, but she's from the Australian Banking Association, does a fantastic job there now. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What have you been noticing, Anna?
Well, the financial abuse of older Australians is unfortunately something that we've seen now for a number of years, and bank staff are right at the front line of this. It's bank staff who see elderly customers being pressured into withdrawals in their branches, and increasingly it's banks that can see in their data analysis where there's been very strange transactions. As you said earlier, often it is by the adult children of the older person, but it can also be a trusted friend, another relative such as a brother or a sister. And as more and more of us live, you know, longer and healthier lives, we are going to see, I think, more people needing to trust people, and that trust can sometimes terribly be abused.
Why does the Australian Banking Association, apart from the moral issues, but, you know, banks are big institutions with, you know, money changing hands, like you couldn't trace it, right? Why does the banks think this is a serious issue they want to keep on top of?
Well, as I said, bank staff are the ones who are at the front line of this, and it's often the bank who has the evidence that can support the police or other authorities to take action to protect the older person. So bank staff get trained in what to look for, and they are supported when they do find something that could be evidence. I think it is important to understand, as I said, this is potentially going to happen to more and more of us as we live longer longer, not only longer lives, but we're also often more mobile, and we need to trust someone in our older years who might do our shopping for us, etc., and suddenly they're using our account. As I said, it also can have terrible consequences. Older people who have their accounts drained, who then don't have the money to go into a nursing home or get the care they need. These are difficult social issues. But there are legal issues involved, and Australian banks are seeking law reform in this area so that it's easier for their frontline staff, for example, to recognise and to verify whether someone does have a power of attorney
So banks don't have that power now, don't have the power to check if someone has a power of attorney that's current or fraudulent?
Well, there is no register. That's the point. So, yes, if you had a fraudulent power of attorney and tried to turn up at a bank, there's nowhere that a bank staff can go to check that that's real. So we're lobbying for a national register, and the Federal Attorney General, along with the state attorney generals, including Queensland's, have agreed to set up a national register. But that agreement only happened earlier this year, so we're waiting to see what that will look like. We're also, unsurprisingly, in Australia, we have different laws about powers of attorney in different states and territories. And to have a really good register nationally, it would be a good thing if we could get some harmony between those different laws and regulations. Because, as I said, you know, banks are, as you said, big national organisations. Their staff move around. Trying to get across 8 different regimes can be difficult. So the more we can do, I think, to protect older Australians who, let's face it, most of them, if not all of them, have lived lives where they have been working, they've paid taxes, they've raised families, they've contributed to this country, and they deserve to be able to age with dignity and financial well-being.
Anna Bligh from the Australian Banking Association, thanks so much. Just quickly, talking about different rules in different states, what do you make of the border closure?
Oh, you're not going to get me commenting on those things. Nice try, Neil.
It was a try. I thought I'd put one outside off stump for you, Anna, and you might hit it for me.
Thank you. You have a great day.